Ah oui.
Genre la fille qui...
Oui, oui, tout à l'heure, on m'a demandé un autographe et après, on m'a demandé mon nom.
C'est toujours sympa. Vas-y, vas-y.
Vas-y, vas-y. Au port, s'il vous plaît.
Merci. Egunon, sail ofizialeko Leskailak filmaren prentzaurrekoa egingo dugu orain.
Good morning. We're going to commence the press conference of the film from the official section Skylab. We have with us the director, Julie Delpy, the actors, Eric Elmosnino. And the producer as well, Michael Gentile. They are awaiting your questions, so therefore, please, in the front, please, front row. First question here. Hi, good morning, and welcome over here. Hi. Okay. The first thing, congratulations for making everybody laugh, which we thank you very much for. And a couple of questions. The first is, I'd like to know whether your film is purely nostalgic or did you want to include something more vis-a-vis within the family circle? And I imagine the answer is no, but I'd like to know whether you know a mythical series called Verano Azul, the Blue Summer, which certain passages of your film reminded me of chapters of that series. And no, I don't know Verano Azul or Blue Summer. No, the film is not a nostalgia film, and I'm not a nostalgic person. It, more than anything, it's a... I don't know how to say it. The idea is to try to describe a moment, a memory in the life of these people, and to remember a series of things, but I've not wanted to for it to be nostalgic. I wanted it to be a fun and a joyful film. As you've been, if you've noticed, it's not a film that it's stuck to the past saying, they were the good times. There are many things that I don't like in the past. That's why I've always wanted to remind a moment in the life of these people. Yes, the interpreters are here. That's what we're here for. Hi, good morning. A couple of questions. What surprised me a bit is how free the family and the environment of that young girl where she grows up. Was that the environment in which you lived? And on the other hand, the references to Spain as well. I'd like to know how you contemplated Spain at that time from the neighboring country, France. Yes, I also grew in a very free way. My parents educated me with a lot of freedom, and my family is also, it's a very liberal family. Part of my family may be a bit reactionary, but the truth is, in the way it thinks, it is a family which is quite a liberal and free-thinking family. My parents, I insist, are very open and they're very liberal, as I've said. And how did we perceive Spain from France at that time? Well, I don't know. It's like a culture which is more or less free and alive, happy, joyful. A Spain which is, well, the image of Spain has always been something which is associated to fiesta and some and fun and something joyful. That's my vision, at least, of Spain. What do you think? Yes, it wasn't for me. Okay, the question wasn't for me. Thank you. I love Spain. I love Spain. I love Spain very much. For many years, I've always gone... Well, my name is the origin of my name. For many years, I remember I've gone to Catalonia on holidays. I don't know whether you can say Catalonia is Spain or not, but at least when we were kids, I went with my parents to a farm in Spain. And I have sublime memories of that time. And I love to come to Spanish festivals. In fact, I only go to Spanish festivals and I don't go to any other film festivals. Hi, good morning. Hi, good morning. Hi, good morning. Congratulations for the film and thank you very much for being here. We've got a couple of questions, one for Julie Delpy and one for Enrique Esmosmino. The question for Julie, sorry, I didn't pronounce the surname very well. Even the Spanish pronounced my surname incorrectly. So that makes me feel better. Thank you. Okay. The question for Julie. I believe, and many agree with me, that the narrative resource of the May of 1968 is very good. And behind that narrative resource, there's something else vis-a-vis May 1968. And the question for Eric is as follows. Given the fact you play the role of a father that is a protagonist of that revolution of 1968, the Revolution of the Flowers, what do you think it was good about it in the family education, the month of May 1968? Well, this takes place in 1979, and time has gone by since the month of May 1968 revolution. So this links to the sexual revolution of the 1960s, I believe, and I think that in the film, I think that the film is the result of what took place after 10 years. Some women were felt more affected by the sexual revolution and they liberated themselves, like the role I play, and others liberated themselves less, like the character of Aura, who's a person who's at home, dedicated to her husband at home, and doesn't want her to work. So therefore, I believe it's a period of time in the where there are two currents. On one hand, the current of the women who remained just like in the 1950s and the beginning of the 60s, and on the contrary, other women who were very highly influenced by movements, student movements, and the sexual liberation movements, and feminist movements in general. So therefore, the films, there are two types of women. There are women who are still are only at home, and some are on the move to being liberated, and some are on the way to being liberated, and other liberated. It's a war. It's a mill film which is between two waters, so to speak. And this is right prior to the left, this prior to the elections, when the left wing rung. It was a wing won the elections. People were concerned. They thought that the left wing was going to bring about a world which was completely idealized of equality amongst the different social classes. It was quite utopian, obviously. And what was my question? Yes, I thought that May 1968 had something positive. May 1968, yes, I'm the father that plays the role of the father. Could you repeat the question, please? Please repeat the question, I've forgotten. Of course, the question is following. You play the role of a man who has lived the May of 68, and May of 68 is readdresses one's life, amongst other things. The question is, do you believe that within family education, the May of 1968 has contributed favorable things because it's society that we've inherited, okay? It's a bit difficult to answer because personally, I believe it's not interesting to many people, but in my family, in my life as a child, I didn't see any difference. I was 4 years old in 1968, so therefore I can't really set a difference between the before and the after, before and after 1968. I believed that there was a continuity, so therefore I lived it all the contrary to what Julie's family lived. So therefore, to me, it was fun to play the role of this father, who's a father who's very liberal, he's provocative, and he's a bit anarchist. So therefore, everything that I didn't know when I was a child, and the truth is Albert has been impregnated by that period, and I'm not too sure whether it was different before 1968. I don't know whether the character changed as regards to his relationship with others and with his children. It's quite clear that 1968 took place, and then it turned into something where it seemed that everything was possible, where it seemed that some people said, well, okay, as of now, things are going to change. But I have no specific opinion about this. It's not something that I've studied too much in order to prepare my role. There are two elements that take place in 1968 with that freedom and liberation. There were people who freed themselves completely with an education which was completely open, or even more liberal and more open than now. But other people simply stayed in that more traditional type of education. They remained in the old-fashioned education. Therefore, the character of Jeannot and Anna, those characters, Jean and Anna, were inspired upon. They were hyper-liberal, and they were almost anarchist all, including the fact that they were also anarchists. I was educated like a wild animal, I could say. I don't say it in the bad sense of the word. I say, of course not. But they gave me a lot of freedom, especially in the way of thought. They did set up limits, but I had a lot of freedom to be able to think very quickly. They didn't hide anything from me from the outset, neither from the artistic point of view either. I always had access, and I was able to read very liberal type books, and this is the result. Here I am. Good morning. I want to say that I've enjoyed and had a lot of fun and laughed a lot in the film, but there are a couple of questions that I'd like to ask you. One is the way you shot the film and present the film, it's as if, I suppose, it's an autobiography, so to speak, with certain autobiographical facts. But especially when the family comes out, it seems it's as if it's another person who's using a camera and recording it. That's the feeling I have. It seems that there exists that type of language visually. And on the other hand, I'm under the feeling that apart from May, despite May of 1968, the possible revolution or non-revolution it brought about, you're a defender of the family, and that's quite clearly noticed, of wanting to join everybody together on the train. Is that right? Yes, that's right. May 1968. It is true that the family isn't very important. 1968 made things explode, but I don't know how to explain this. But I love every relative in my family, no matter how different they are. There's part of the people in my family with whom politically I don't agree at all. But I continue to respect the family. That comes perhaps from my grandmother, who has always had a lot of power and has maintained us all together. And then you are right. The film is autobiographical, but there are also elements that we've invented. What is quite clear is that the objective of the film was to try and to make the film in such a way that we were always with the characters, that there were no barriers between the screen and the audience. I wanted the audience to be able to enter into the family. We had the impression of having dinner and eating with them in the same table. That was the objective, to recreate a moment in that period of that family and to be there with them at the same time. So this was something that I needed to do. I felt like wanting to create and recreate a moment in the life of that family and to be there with them. For me, cinema is that, to try to take people and have the people forget their day-to-day reality, to put them into that cinematographical moment, the moment as it is. I think that this film has a great difficulty in it, and that is that many shots, the 15 or 20 actors are involved, and many of them are kids. And I think it works quite well, and it worked quite well. And plus, you're an actress. You appear in a lot of the shots and scenes. How did you confront the direction of these shots, which I believe to be enormously complicated? Well, altogether, well, how did we shoot it? Well, the truth is, it wasn't that evident. And there was a simple logic, and that is that we shot separately many times some of the scenes, but when all of us were together, the truth is all of the actors were dedicated to their characters. And they never stopped being their character because someone may be blurry in the background. And I wanted all of the actors to be within their characters all the time. When they're in the foreground or the background, during the editing, it was fun because with the editor, we said they're inside, even if they're in the background, even if they're further back there, they're still within the shot. Even if they're way in the background, they continue to be there as a character. Or you can only see them on the side, but the actors were always playing their roles, and this is something that I want to thank them all very much for. The actors and actresses decided to contribute 100% and not only be there present when they had a line to say. So if I want to thank the actors who have been formidable, yes, it is true. I think that also with the device created, Julie created things, it's true that we didn't know when we were going to be filmed or not. The camera may move, was able to move, we could move around freely. And so therefore, it is true that all of us entered into the game, let us say. We all wanted to continue to follow the director. Yes, and we were all playing our roles constantly in that game. The camera moved around all the time. And so therefore, there was a bit of craziness, but it was very similar to the atmosphere of that family. Yes, we'll follow Julie. And I think and I hope that the actors had fun playing these roles and that, so therefore, the actors, wasn't that the case? I think it was fun, wasn't it, or not? I think there was, it was a playful sort of atmosphere on the set. When we cut, people continued to be in the role, and that was a lot of fun. The actors continued to be the characters practically throughout the entire day. Yes, even in the evenings, we continued to play our roles. And that was also important. And as regards to what you were saying, yes, those scenes where there were so many characters sitting down around that same table, the miracle of the film is that the film also has a lightness. Julie has managed to achieve that lightness that I loved in her previous films, and she transmit instantaneous feelings. But I must say that we've also sat down at a table for a long time, and we've had to eat things that were very cold. The dishes ended up being cold. Wow, that's true, yes. We spent days and days eating a lot of salads and a lot of carrots, and grated carrots, and that was a lot of work. And it seemed as if everything happened off the bat, but no, there's a lot of work behind this. There's a lot of work behind this, and also a lot of logistics with things that weren't too simple, with actors that weren't there sometime and they had to come in and to form part of the scene. It all looked very natural, but behind this, there's an enormous amount of work and effort. And with the kids, with the children, we had to work quite a lot. There were two coaches who helped us. The kids, it's either they're great or it's a catastrophe. So therefore, we had to work a lot together. And quite fortunately, we had these coaches. I, on my own, wouldn't have been able to do it. But the idea is that it all seemed very light, as you were saying, as if we didn't have to work at all, if only we just switched on the camera and that was it. No, behind this, there's a lot of work before we could put it onto the screen and shoot it. Hi, Julie. One of the decisions that a director has to take, who's also an actress, is whether she appears in her film or not. At what time did you decide that you were going to play that role, or whether you wrote the role thinking that you were going to play the role as well on the screen? It depends upon the films. When this film, I did feel like playing that role or that character, because the character is based upon my mother, and I wanted to play my mother. I don't know whether psychologically that's strange or not, because my mother died a year and a half before we shot the film, so therefore the idea was to pay tribute to my mother. I felt like doing it. There was a lot of doubt in my mind, because I know it wasn't easy to play her, but I was able to transform it into something different. It wasn't her exactly, and that's why I was able to establish a distance a little. But it was a tribute to my mother, a woman who liked to talk a lot. Julie, yesterday, over here. When the film was finished in the 7 o'clock session, spontaneously everybody started to talk about the possible award to the best script. How was the writing of the script? Did you have a specific script, or did you stick to the script, or did you allow freedom to the characters? The audition of the cast, how did you do that, especially the kids, because many of them did not have too much experience, perhaps. And the role of Tim Brach, whether it's based upon Albrecht or whether you wanted your father to come part, to form part of the past, a link. Well, yes, there's always a part which is true, and there's always fiction. Well, the script, let's see. Well, I started to write a script. I'd written 40 pages already. And as it was difficult for me to obtain money, nobody wanted to give me any money for the financial. I left the script to one side. I filmed 2 days in Paris and La Comtesse, the Countess. I talked to someone, the story, and Michael said, oh, okay, fantastic, why not shoot what you've written down? Do you think you can find money for this? It's a story of a family, my family in Brittany. Yes, I'm sure we can find money to shoot it. So therefore, I continued to write the script. And he said, well, okay. We had a series of scenes. Well, there are beach scenes in Brittany. Don't worry. I've got many thousands of memories of fun beach stories. There will be beach scenes. So therefore, I wrote it slowly but surely. I sent the different versions. He said, it's a pity there's this and there's not that. And therefore, I started to write it. That's how we advanced. The film is very linked, it's very close to Rick. We respect it very much. There are some, not too much improvisation. No, the truth, it's not improvisation. Well, yes, there were improvised moments, but it was basically exactly what the script said. There are a few improvised, loose words, but no, we followed the script. And for the children, the audition, the people in charge of the auditions, it's quite clear that they had to choose Albertine's role, because it wasn't too clear. She's a girl that I saw at the beginning of the film, of the audition. She didn't fit in as an actress, but at the end, she was the daughter of a friend of the auditions. And she was a very natural girl with a temperament which was not easy to manage, that's quite clear, but she did fit in very well with the character, who was like I was when I was a child. I'm sure I wasn't easy to handle when I was a child as well. I'm sure I was difficult. And the rest of the auditions for the kids also brought about a lot of work. The auditions were held in Brittany and in Paris, but the entire audition process was very difficult to me, because to find the actors and the cast was very important. And this happens through intuition. Eric walked into the room. I said, Eric, he's the man. As regards to Aurea Atika, I already knew who it was, and I'd already decided that she'd play the role if she accepted to do so. So therefore, with each person, the process was different, the selection process, but it was something almost organic. And then I got them together. For example, Noemi, and I joined them together to see how they interacted, and that's how we did things. Hi, over here. Congratulations, to start off with. At the beginning, at the end of the film, the traveling companions of the main protagonist, some of them don't understand why she wants the family to be together on the train. Do you fear that the same thing will happen with your film, that the audience that doesn't share this feeling of belonging to a family won't be able to pay tribute to what a family is and how deep the situation of a family may be? Thank you. Yes, to a certain extent the film, to a certain extent, can allow us to have that sort of thought in her case, because she may have that memory or that It's quite strange if they're all sitting together on the train straight up or straight away, that we wouldn't have a film. Well, perhaps it is true that, I think that it's not important. It is true that she likes the family a lot, but it's not too serious. Perhaps it's a bit childlike, but for the family to a certain extent, I don't like it very much, but in another sense, I need the family and I love my family. And my family, so therefore there are many times where I hate my family and it drives me crazy, but I also love it. I love the family members to be together, and sometimes I believe it's unbearable, but it's very important in a certain sense. I don't know how to say this. It's quite clear that I'm full of contradictions. Why? Because the family drives me up the wall, but I also love the family. So therefore, it's very important that the family members get together, but it can be the family or can be my friends. The important thing is to communicate with others. When everyone's separated individually, that's a bit sad. So therefore, time and time and again, it's good to be independent, but to get together is a good idea. I like meetings. I like to get together with friends to be together. And when people laugh and drink, albeit I don't drink a drop of alcohol, I like drunk people or drunkards around me. Therefore, I like that warmth, warmth that's transmitted. In our world, it seems that everything's made so that we all live separated and independently. So if I think it's great when people get together. So therefore, it might sound a bit childish what I'm saying, but question for Julie Delpy. I can't. My vision, my eyesight's getting worse. I'd like to know why. Did you choose the anecdote of the Skylab, this satellite, with that imminent danger which is threatening the family? The Skylab, well, I love science, and Skylab was the first space station, so therefore that was very important. And the history of spatial conquest is something very interesting, and this Skylab, it was in 1979, it was a landmark, and it's like the Damocles sword upon them, above them, that risk that something might happen, but it's not a risk as it ends up falling into the sea but far away from them in another country. So therefore, there are moments in your childhood, and we believe them to be enormous. They're not that important. That's what I wanted to talk about. At the end of the day, what happens is that it is on Earth and not in the high. The true risks or the truly important events take place here on Earth, and albeit they're small in moments or very little things, all of those things are very important. So therefore, Skylab played that role there, and the girl likes science fiction. At the end of the film, she wants to go and see Alien, the film, The Eighth Passenger, when she's 11, so therefore she's going to be traumatized for the rest of her life. So all of that, I thought, were fun little aspects. We have to finish the press conference here because they have to continue with their agenda. Thank you very much.